AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An appeals court in New York is upholding a $5 million award in a sexual abuse verdict against President-elect Donald Trump. It says Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in an upscale department store dressing room in New York in the mid-90s. Trump skipped the trial after repeatedly denying the attack ever happened, but he briefly testified at a follow-up defamation trial earlier this year that resulted in an $83.3 million award. The second trial resulted from comments then-President Trump made in 2019 after Carroll first made the accusations publicly in a memoir. President-elect Trump is endorsing Mike Johnson as House Speaker.
Trump posted on social media that Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is a hardworking religious man and will, quote, do the right thing, adding, we will continue to win. Johnson's leadership seemed in jeopardy earlier this month after a fight to fund the government and head off a shutdown. Johnson has been a loyal Trump supporter last month, he said.
We believe we could be the most consequential Congress of the modern era, and he the most consequential president, because we quite literally have to fix almost every metric of public policy.
Trump has been quiet about Johnson's fate. Some Republicans have signaled they'll try to vote the House Speaker out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden says the U.S. will send nearly $2.5 billion more in weapons to Ukraine. The Biden administration is moving quickly to spend all the money it has available to help Kyiv fight off Russia before President-elect Trump takes office in 3 weeks. Investigators in Finland probing the damage to a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables say they found an anchor drag mark on the seabed, apparently from a Russia-linked vessel that has already been seized. This is AP News. Tomorrow appears to be the best day this week to travel.
INRIX, the data provider, says not a lot of traffic impact is expected tomorrow or on New Year's Day itself. But if you're returning on Thursday, January 2nd, the best time to travel by car is before 3 p.m. The worst time, between 4 and 8 p.m. Gas is $3.02 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's cheaper than a year ago when it was almost $3.12 a gallon. Nearly 90% of holiday travelers are driving to their destination this year, but AAA expects almost 8 million passengers to travel by air. I'm Rita Foley.
According to estimates from the Census Bureau, the world population increased by more than 71 million people in 2024 and will be 8.09 billion people on New Year's Day. The increase this year was a slight slowdown from 2023 when the world population grew by 75 million people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.